One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 50, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. A word from Bing Crosby.
I'd just like to drop a couple of thoughts of my own about the Bishop's Fund and the campaign to raise some money. It's going to get underway this week. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand a situation like starvation or being homeless. We've always got a supermarket we can visit when the pantry shelves get low, or if something did happen to our home, well, we just borrow a bunk from one of our friends and go over there and use his pad until things get straightened out. But if there wasn't a supermarket within hundreds of miles, and if our friends were just as homeless as we were, well, what then? We just have to pray that somebody, somewhere, would be thoughtful and charitable enough to give us a helping hand. And that's what the bishops of America are doing, with your financial assistance, for those homeless, starving, sickly people overseas, in Korea, the Near and the Far East, and other areas where the tragedy of war has been felt. It's pretty grim, I want to tell you, but we can help so much with our generosity. I just hope you'll all remember the address for your contributions. That's the Bishop's Fund, Empire State Building, New York City.
Today, sing a song of six words. There's late afternoon activity at the Barbers, 264 Seacliff Drive in Seacliff, San Francisco. The Murrays, with their house guest, Greta Stephenson, Hank's fiancée, are moving back to their own home, that vast concrete mansion 13 doors away. Father Barber, who has been waiting around to be helpful, at last goes to the foot of the stairs, listens a moment to the voices in Hazel's second floor apartment, then calls...
Hazel, anything I can carry?
Thanks, Father. Hank will take my things down to the car.
Didn't know he was home. Where is Hank?
Basement. Went down to get a garment bag.
Oh, yes. Hello out there. Somebody come in?
Hi, Dad. Dan here?
Oh, Jack. Yes. Come in. You may be in time to help.
Oh, Betty said Dan wanted to see me.
We'll ask Hazel where he is. He was around here somewhere.
I hear they're putting in the new furnace.
It's in.
Oh, work, does it?
Oh, yes. Hot air comes billowing in through the vents like an 80-mile-an-hour gale. It works indeed. Get too close and it'll blow your head off.
Well, can't they control it?
U-type. Experimental. He got it cheaper.
I see.
Is that Jack?
Hello, Hazel.
Dan wanted to see you. Hi. But he's gone back to the house. It's something about one of the merger contracts he signed. He didn't have time to show it to you first.
I try to tell my clients there's always time to show me contracts first.
Well, I guess Dan was under pressure from Mr. Duckworth. He went ahead and did everything without consulting me either.
Here it is. Greta. Look at the stairs.
Greta, let me help.
No.
Put those bags down.
No, I am balanced, please. There. Now I will get my coat and umbrella, then we're ready to go. Tell Hank I'm ready. He'll be right here.
She gets prettier all the time.
She's in wholesome good health. Says she expects to have 10 sons and live to be 90, like her people in Norway.
They're both very happy. Pinky gave Greta permission to tell Hank what it was he said to her. Those six words, Jack.
Oh, hey, what were they?
I said she was allowed to tell Hank.
Only.
Oh.
Whatever it was, it cheered them both up.
Yeah, Hank was singing that song of Consider Martin's as he came in this afternoon. Gave me a start. Thought the man was back in town. Yeah, Consider has sold the whole Hawaii Lagoon, you know, and nobody knows where he's gone to.
Hard and feathered and higher, Uncle Jack.
Well, hello, Hank. No need to ask how you are.
Never better in my life. Here's the garment bag, Mom. You want it upstairs? I'll take it.
Will you? My old apartment. Three suits to go in it, and then finally we'll be ready to go.
Stay right here. I'll put them in. Where's Greta?
Getting her coat and umbrella.
Okay. Greta?
I'm almost ready, Hank.
Oh, Floyd Harrison with his hard.
Well.
I haven't seen him so happy in years. Well, pardon me, I'll go and finish packing.
Now, here's the situation, Jack. When they first moved in here out of that cold house, Greta wasn't going to stay. We all talked to her, got nowhere. Then Pinky spent 10, 15 seconds with her, and she changed her mind. Docile. Yeah, I said, Pinky, what did you say to the girl? And he laughed and said he'd used only six words.
Well, you told me that, Dad.
Six little words. Pinky swore Greta to secrecy. She was miserable, keeping something from Hank. So was Hank.
Watch it, Dan.
Yes. Then Pinky gave Greta permission to tell Hank what he had said. Then this soaring happiness instantly resulted. Is that a clue?
Easy, Dan.
What could it have been? Your mother won't let me mention the incident. She's trying to forget it. She says it's like being haunted by a catchy singing commercial you don't wish to remember.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family. More families, far more families, depend on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax at bedtime. It won't disturb your sleep. And the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. Remember, when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow.
Hello, this is Mad Men Cal. I don't have to tell you how damaging water and cold weather are to your hands. You know. But do you know about Touché? New Touché, now with silicone, is a lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Touché protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red hands. Your life today, Touché.
On the second floor in Hazel's apartment, the garment bag has been closed. Hazel turns to her son and his fiancée.
There we are.
Okay, Mom, I'll take it down to the car.
And I'll walk home if you don't mind. I want to sell two suitcases and the garment bag.
I'll get them. Oh, hey, what about this ceramic figurine?
That is the one that Claudia brought from Burma. I will pack it. Thanks, Greta. Put it in the little suitcase.
Father?
Here it is.
Is Mother around? I'm leaving now.
Let me pack it, Hank. I will put it between soft things so it will not break. Such a fat little Buddha. Hank, aren't you going to help?
No. A kiss first.
Oh. Oh, Hank.
June 27th. Let's see, this is March 10th. Until the wedding, it's...
It is 108 days.
What a mathematician.
I started counting them when it was 165.
And some of them dragged.
We have in Norway a saying, the time passed by slow, lagged steps. By slow, by little, by slow, by slow. We also have a saying among the women in Norway, other women's pregnancies go very fast.
Hey.
Oh, yes, we speak freely about important things in Norway. In Norway, the stork is only a bird, not a big, silly fabrication.
You're my gal.
Oh, stop hugging me so tightly.
I even like your grammar. Many a girl would say tight.
How do you know? Have you often hugged other girls and they have said not so tight? Oh, forgive me. I should not ask such a question.
Oh, that's okay. You have a right to be a little jealous, too, you know.
If you were jealous, Hank, that is understandable. After all, it will always be between us that I was engaged to Pinky. It was you I was seeking, though. The qualities of you, and I got the wrong twin.
Honey.
Hmm?
When he said those six words to you, did he blurt them out or what?
No. He stood in my doorway and he said, "Hey, Greta, don't be a dope and move out."
Well, that's an exact quote. I can tell it.
He said, "I've been going around with three beautiful dames."
That's his language.
And I said, "It does not matter to me if you're going around with a dozen." I did not say this unpleasantly, Hank, but I wanted Pinky to know that I'm free of all feeling for him. When I was engaged to Pinky, I was engaged to the idea of love, because I was in love with love.
Yeah. Well, go on. How did he say it?
So he said he wanted me to know that he was going around with all three of the beautiful dames because he was in love with one of them.
Yeah.
He said, and these were the six words, "I'm in love with Cornelia Willingly."
I'm in love with Cornelia Willingly. Right. Six.
And he is afraid if he is alone with her, he will say, "Will you marry me?" And he wishes to be free.
He's a pretty complex character.
Hank, everything is in the car now.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Grandfather. Well, come along, honey. Now you'll move back where it's warm and noisy.
of the barbers in just a moment. Attention, all you good cooks. Be sure to try the juicy meatloaf recipe printed on packages of Quaker Oats and Mother's Oats, the same fine oatmeal. You'll discover that Quaker Oats adds extra juiciness to meatloaf and hamburgers, as well as wonderful nourishment at breakfast. Treat your family to Quaker Oats often as a delicious hot cereal and in tasty recipes. Look today for the juicy meatloaf recipe on your package of Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
What's for lunch? How about big steaming bowls full of Campbell's tempting beef noodle soup? Satisfying pieces of fine lean beef. Golden egg noodles in hearty broth. So nourishing good. And it takes you only minutes to prepare. Campbell's beef noodle soup. An hour later, Jack, returning a pie plate to his mother's kitchen, finds Father Barber sipping coffee alone in the breakfast room.
Come in, Jack. Like a cup of strong, oily, lukewarm coffee?
Why don't you heat it up?
Your mother said she'd make some in a minute. How are things at Daniels?
And you're right about the furnace. Now they're trying to find some way to quiet it down.
The house was a white elephant to begin with, and when you start off on the wrong foot, you're out of step throughout the entire parade. See the contract that Daniel signed?
Yeah.
I won't ask if he was wise to sign it. No man should ever sign a contract unless his lawyer sees it.
Let the signer beware. Well, I tell Mom I brought back the pie plate. And, Dad?
Yes?
Keep Hazel's apartment the way it is. She's going to need it sometime.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jack. But that's no news to me.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morris. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 51, Book 129, A Time for Decision. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of Garmin in the Afternoon continues over most of these stations.